Hello, Libra. Welcome to November's All That Jazz reading. These are your general messages for the month of November, including a little additional full moon message at the end. All right? So let's get into these messages. I've pulled these messages from my spiritual grab bag here. And Libra, the overall theme that I'm feeling from this so far, there's an ongoing situation here that hasn't quite closed out. I feel like you've been going back and forth with someone or something. You might have felt that it had ended, but it hasn't. There's a lot of conflict here, it seems. Okay, so you've only gotten two tarot cards. And that is the Seven of Swords and the World Reversed. So, if you've been if someone has been stealing from you, or this could be identity theft, someone using your name, your persona, something to that effect. This seems to be an ongoing conflict for you this month. All right. Now, your energy cards were sweetness, but peace reversed. So this says to me that really, that's all you really ever wanted in your life here was just some sweetness. Okay. But perhaps the candy you're reaching for is what's keeping you from your inner peace. All right. I'm not sure if, you know, this is a case where you have given someone numerous chances and they continue to behave the way they do. Maybe you've been very sweet and good to them, and they do nothing but disrupt your peace. Now, this could be anyone or situation in your life right now, okay? But November, well, the cycle doesn't seem to be quite closed, but you may be getting a glimpse of an ending, perhaps. So your other messages, you got quite a few of the spiritual download messages. So we're going to read these. These are from my own spirit guides and ancestors. So the first one you got here is Antichrist. All right. So you could be dealing with someone who you feel like could very well be the Antichrist. Maybe they behave that way. Ascended. Okay. So I feel like you have kind of moved above this energy in some way. Right? You're able to see it for what it is. Maybe without blame or even anger. You just see the truth as it is. So someone made a mistake here. A mistake proves that someone stopped talking long enough to do something. So someone here has made a mistake, but they did it with the intention of helping or redirecting the energy. Okay, but whatever their effort was, proved to be not helpful. Hook, line, and sinker. Okay, you might feel like this person is always feeding you a line. Maybe you feel like you've taken it from time to time or fell for it. Maybe when you were, you know, having a moment. Your next message here is a true friend never gets in your way unless you happen to be going down. Okay. So, if someone has been hindering your progress, poo-pooing your ideas, just kind of not being supportive, you might want to re-examine that friendship. Notice the way that they respond to you telling them about good things happening in your life or an idea. And be careful about who you share that with also. So we have a Mexican standoff, so there could very well be three people involved. Here, but they're all standing off at each other. And everyone's kind of looking at each other, waiting to see who's going to make the first move. So, Libra, your next message. The one who pleases generally, the less one pleases profoundly. Okay? So you could be spreading yourself too thin. And maybe withholding, not giving so much, so that when you do, the effect of it is felt more deeply. I don't know if that made any sense. Now your next card is in case someone didn't get the memo. By the way, God saw that. Okay, he saw that, Libra. So if you have done something or someone has done something to you, God saw that. Unfinished symphony. All right, so you might feel like this could have been a fairy tale ending, but for some reason, again, with the world reversed, we're not seeing that happy ending that we were hoping for. Identity theft. Okay, so that just confirms the Seven of Swords, that you could be dealing with someone who's smiling in your face, stabbing you in the back. This could be someone you know. They could be maybe this third party. No, there's three people here again with this Mexican standoff. So there's something involving more than one person here. Pretty woman. Okay. So someone could have been buying your silence or buying you or trying to win you over with money, gifts, maybe you know something and someone wants you to be quiet about it, but you're involved in something where people want to win at all costs, and they might even be willing to die for it. War of the Roses. Your next reference is Rambo. Okay. Someone is feeling cornered. They're feeling put upon. They're feeling, this could be you even. I mean, you could be to the point where you're ready to come out guns blazing. I don't know, but that's a funny reference. Okay. Reunited. Again, this could be what you were waiting for this cycle to close out. It doesn't seem to be quite yet with your unfinished symphony. You have a diamond in the rough. So, again, this could be you with some rose-colored glasses on. You want to see the potential in someone or something. But this person's a player. That's the next message. Turn the page is your next message. It's time to turn the page. It's time to move on. A walk down memory lane. This could have you conflicted about ending something. Measured responses. Okay, so that could be like a warning in a way, because you had the Rambo card. So, like, the way you respond to something could make the difference in the outcome. So you might need to temper your temper. Okay. Competition. So someone might have put you in a competitive type of atmosphere or situation where you felt like you didn't measure up, or you had to be something other than what you are, perfectly imperfect. And the last one is, I hope you can forgive me. I would take it all back if I could. So this person, or they realize they've made a mistake to some extent. And while they wish that, you know, you can wish all you want, but sometimes once the damage is done, you know, it's created a real situation here. And again, this could be a relationship, it could be family, it could be a job, a friend group. But there's a lot of conflict and drama here. All right. Now, you have a couple animal spirits that have come forward to offer you messages of guidance or perhaps warnings. So let's see what you have. Libra, you have the snake. So snake medicine people are very rare. Their initiation involves experiencing and living through multiple snake bites, which allows them to transmute all poison, be they mental, physical, spiritual, or emotional. It is the power of creation. Okay, so while you might, this ascension you're having is probably making you realize that and accept and integrate all the snake bites, all right? So basically what you're doing is you're taking the venom from the snake bite and you're creating an antidote, all right? Healing. So this is absolutely about healing. It could be about healing yourself. This could be about healing others. If you've chosen this symbol, there's a need within you to transmute some thought, action, or desire so that a wholeness may be achieved. Excuse me. Okay. Your next animal spirit to come forward is the butterfly in the reverse. So if you have drawn butterfly reversed, your lesson is a simple one. There's a need for change in your life that you are not recognizing. Okay. So, wow, you know what just came to me? And I don't know if spirit just gave this to me. most likely. We're in the middle of a reading, right? The Mexican standoff could be between you, your old self, and your new self. Okay? Your ascending self. There could be a possible need for freedom, for a vacation or a new job, all right? So you clearly need to switch things up a little bit. Things are getting a little stagnant, okay? Now your next card is the mountain lion. Mountain lion can be difficult because it places a big target on your head, basically, okay? You could be blamed for everything going on right now. You could be expected to take charge and then criticized for the outcomes, things of that nature, okay? So this involves lessons on the use of power in leadership. The use and abuse of power in a position of influence. In assuming a place of power that Mountain Lion affords, you must constantly be aware of keeping peace. Okay, so you have the peace card reversed in your energy. All right, so this could be something you need to work on right now. This could be a theme for you in November. Know it, live it, and your example will filter down to the tiniest cub in the pride. Responsibility is no more than the ability to respond to any situation. And panic is not part of this medicine, okay? So this is about keeping a cool head and maintaining as you go through these changes. And your final animal spirit to come forward was the fox in reverse. Now watch out for the wily fox if this card appears reverse. Someone could be watching you and trying to figure out your next move. If you look deeper, however, it may be that you are watching yourself to prove to yourself that you actually exist. If you've become a wallflower to the point of disappearing, you may need to decide that you are not worth, or I'm sorry, that you are worth noticing, okay? So during ascension processes, we often feel isolated and alone, kind of just a not part of things because we're going through our own stuff, you know, and we're going through a process that we can only do on our own. But again, this is also a warning about that identity that came up twice. So Libra, I would be very careful with your personal information, anything that's sensitive. Check your computers, change your passcodes, things of that nature, okay? Your affirmation, you only have one here, is today every idea I have is creative, thoughtful, and full of potential. Okay. Now, the gemstones that came out for meditation, healing, or however you might use them, is citrine for happiness, joy, and light. Alexandrite for energy, power, and passion. Moonstone for intuition, dreams, energy, and passion. Lepidolite, peace, tranquility, and restful sleep. And the rose quartz for love, trust, and emotional healing. Okay. So, Libra, even though, all right, you might be fighting with yourself, you know, as you go through this process and it seems like time is just kind of slowed down for you, maybe things aren't moving in your life or progressing. I think Spirit wants you to chill out and be okay with that. And trust that whatever's happening, it's going to happen in the time that it's supposed to. All right? Now, for your final message, we're going to just grab some letters, numbers, pictures here for your full moon message. And then we will conclude this reading. I'll just start to see the Libra spirit. For the messages from the moon, please. Okay, Libra. Nice. We have the World card picture here. And I like that because that indicates that things will get moving, all right? You will finally turn that page, turn that corner, turn that bend, whatever. You have a cell phone here, so this indicates some message, communication, news, opportunity, offer, whatever it is, could be coming in this month for you. It could be maybe a solution. All right, let's see. And you have, for your die, we have a one. So, while you might be feeling like one is the loneliest number, it also indicates a beginning, a new beginning. You coming into yourself, you integrating those different aspects, those potentially three aspects of yourself. It could be your female energy, okay? The three crone, the maid, the crone, the maiden, the crone, and I don't know why it's escaping me right now. But maybe those three aspects of your feminine energy are coming together, very powerful, okay? Now, we have here for letters, and you can take these as they resonate, put them together, play with them a little bit, see what comes out for you. Your letters are R, K, U, R, W, V, O, V, O, E, E, K. You have three A's, a U, an L, and an M, all right? Now, these could represent initials of names, people, places, what have you. Take it as it resonates, all right? And leave the rest, as you know. So, Libra, that was your reading. I hope you enjoyed it. I invite you back again, and as always, stay blessed, and stay jazzy.